Is the brand new one from Duran Duran with a track called More Joy. And I'm joined on the line by Steve Summers, who's the Chief Operating Officer at Brentwood Borough Council. Good morning, Steve. And what did you think of the new Duran Duran track?
Good morning. Nice to speak to you. Duran Duran, I do remember them. I'm old enough to remember them. And sounded very good, very similar to maybe the ones in the past.
Mm. Yeah, it's got a bit of a girls on film feeling to it.
Yeah.
And I really like it, actually. Anyway, less about the music, because we've got a lot to get through. So today we've got the Family Fun Day taking place at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah, so as you would expect at this time of the year, we try to provide lots of things for residents to do, both old and young. And today is the Family Fun Day is at the Brentwood Centre, so hopefully the weather will remain as it is, not raining, and people can go there and have a really good time.
Excellent. And do you know any of the prices of what it is today?
I don't know. No, sorry, I don't know today. But they're normally not too bad. I think from memory, they're normally about £5. So, you know, they're a good value.
Yes, excellent. Waterstones, is it opening in a different location?
Yeah, so Waterstones has moved off the high street into the Baytree Centre, so that's really good. So if people want to go along there, that'd be really useful for people who want to buy a book. And obviously at the Baytree Centre at the moment, there's some other bits and pieces around the beach and those sorts of things. So I think Waterstones being in there is a real good addition for the town. And we haven't lost them, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, because that provides people with the opportunity to go and buy their books rather than maybe having to do it online. So that's good.
I'm a big book fan, and I know people can have Kindles, but I like a physical book.
Yeah,
and it's also a good way to support writers as well. So when I will buy a hardback book before the paperback book if I really like the writer or the author, because it supports what they do.
I agree.
Chicken and Frog have got some excellent news. I'm going to be chatting to Natasha on Monday, actually, for more details, but you can tell us what's going on.
So Chicken and Frog, as you know, is an independent store, so, and I know they're expanding at the moment, so that's really good. And again, you know, down Crown Street, you know, and I know the arts have been on this week in terms of Crown Street, so again a really good addition to the town, Chicken and Frog, and you know, again, the service they provide is excellent, so that's really good as well.
It's amazing. Congratulations to Natasha and Jim, because they were by Wilson's Corner, and then they've gone to Crown Street and they've got the shop at the bottom of Crown Street, and then
they're
expanding out. And they're also doing, as you said, there's always lots of things going on for kids on Crown Street, plus all the things they do in the shop as well. It's a great hub, really, for the community. If you've got children... it's a great place to go. Even as an adult, it's a great place to go. It's so friendly. There's planned works across Shenfield Common. Alan Marsh is hosting a consultation. What are the plans for Shenfield Common?
So Alan is a council officer, and he deals with all those matters in terms of trees and sort of countryside management in that regard. And Shenfield Common, for those who don't know, is the big major common in the centre of town. It's a fantastic place for everyone to use, and I'm sure lots of residents do use it, certainly in the summer.
Mm.
And if you want to go down there and learn a little bit more about, you know, what the common provides and really what it offers to residents, Alan will be down there. And they'll be doing, you know, tree clearance and clearance of paths. And that's really to make, you know, the woodland more manageable and usable.
Yeah.
And to allow light into the pond. It's got a great pond down there.
Yeah.
So it's around that diversity and allowing the ground flora to flourish.
Mm.
So, again, you know, it's one of those things that's probably a bit of a prize jewel in, you know, in the middle of the town.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people use it without realising the work that needs to go in to maintain it and look after it.
Mm. And on what day will he be there?
So he'll be there on August 24th, and he'll be there from 10 in the morning till midday.
Lovely. Okay, brilliant. Safari Trail is going brilliantly. There's loads of pictures on social media.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, really. When you look at the pictures, it's really good. Mm. And that obviously is still running and will run right through to the 3rd of September.
Yep.
And obviously there's opportunities there to win a prize, I think, to Colchester Zoo, if I'm right.
Yep.
So, yeah, again, that's a great thing for residents to do, both old and young.
And do you know where any of the sculptures have come from? Are they sort of individual artists?
I don't actually. No, I'm not sure where they've come from. It's funny, I was in Shenfield last night and I was looking at the hippo.
Yeah.
And they are amazing.
I wasn't in Shenfield last night. That's a bit rude. Sorry, carry on.
but they are amazing sculptures. So I'll speak to colleagues and find out where they come from.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder if they're all individual or whether it's one person that's done all of them. But it's great, and it's lovely to see the pictures.
Yeah.
Now we've got also there's so much going on over the next. It's like we've all been locked away, and there's so much been organised. September the 4th, you've got a pop-up market, and then on the 5th, there's going to be a vegan market. And whereabouts in Brentwood are they going to be? Are they on the high street?
Yeah, I do believe so. I think both of them are going to be on the high street. I think I was just trying to find exactly where, but as always, your computer doesn't come up where it needs to be. But, yeah, they will be available. And obviously, as we get closer to those dates, Michelle, we'll make sure that everyone is fully aware of where they will be so people can... go to them. So I think the pop-up marketplace is going to be around Crown Street.
Yep.
On the 4th. And so that will include artists, designers and independent brands. So that's good. And then the vegan market on the 5th, again, I think he's going to just be around that sort of area as well.
Yeah. It's like a little bit of London Crown Street, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's got, I mean, we've got a great high street in Brentwood anyway, but it's nice that Crown Street are getting the recognition, I think, for the things that they put on. Now, Brentwood are doing the Brentwood Borough Council Start of Brentwood Awards. Nominations are open. We do keep mentioning this because there's lots of people during the pandemic that have done amazing things.
Yeah.
There's no set categories. So if you've got somebody, a neighbour, a friend who's done something throughout for Brentwood or for community in Brentwood, they can be nominated for an award.
Yeah, and this is fantastic. So closing date is the 10th of September, and as you're right, we need to keep mentioning it so people are aware. And it really is that about, praising people who have done great things during the pandemic, which is brilliant. We all know lots of people who have really volunteered or helped out or whatever they've done, all ages in different ways. And it'd just be really, really good to celebrate that. It'd be really good to celebrate some of those people that have done so well.
And all you need to do is go to the council website and we will give all your details at the end.
Yeah.
Finally, we're going to talk about the mental health small grants. I mean, so far it's over £24,500 has gone out to 12 local organisations, but there's still money there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And again, if you go to council's website, again, there's grants up to the 30th of September. And again, these local organisations do such great work across the communities and doing all those things, especially in the current climate where things have been really, really difficult for everybody. It's really good to be able to provide them with some grants that enable them to do the great work that they do right across the authority, right across the borough they do it. So... again, really encourage people to go to our website and look for, see if they can get a grant. That would be really good.
And I forgot to mention there, I've skipped over it, but the additional restriction grants, they're not open until the 22nd of August, and this is the fifth round of grants. Who can apply for this and how is the money calculated?
So the money is calculated as the original grants amounts. As you know, Michelle, we provided... original grants through to businesses, and this round five is 17.5%. So if I just use an example, if you got original grant of £1,000, then you're going to get an extra £175. And I think the important thing is you know, previous grant recipients do not need to apply, as that will be done automatically. But if there's other businesses out there that are looking and feel that they could take benefit of that grant, again, if they go to business@brentwood.gov.uk, they'll be able to see on there whether they, you know, it's available to them. So again, we're encouraging people to do that.
Lovely. Well, we got through everything. Really, you're really good, Steve. We just go through things so quickly.
No missing around.
Yeah, you can come back on again. You can have a fantastic weekend, whatever you're doing, Steve, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Brilliant.
Thanks a lot. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Steve Summers there, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Brentwood Borough Council.